Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 30th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend, had some fun with family and friends, or if you had to work, you had to work, whatever you had to do. Enjoyed some good sports, you know, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the baseball, of course, tons and tons going on, the NFL draft wrapped up. That being said, go check out Bench with Bubba, episode 91, with special guest John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar, recapping the NFL draft from a fantasy football perspective. Really, really good stuff there. So give you a little idea of how things went over the weekend. But we got a 10-game slate to break it down for you guys tonight. And it's an interesting one. You got some high-priced options that are kind of like, do we really need to go there? Because we can stay in the middle and get all the bats in the world. There's a lot of angles to look at here, but real quick, your weather, you got wind blowing out really hard to left in Wrigley as of now. If that stays the same, Wrigley can turn into Coors Field in the blink of an eye. So keep an eye on that one. Tampa Bay, Detroit blowing in from right field about 10 to 11 miles an hour. Slight chances of rain in Boston between the Royals and the Red Sox, but it looks like if it may be a late start, then it'll be okay. And then wind blowing out the center in San Francisco between the Padres and the Giants. Let's take a look at your totals on the day. You got Rockies, Cubs waiting on that one because of the wind. Pirates, Nationals, 7.5. Royals, Red Sox, 9. Brewers, Reds, 9.5. Phillies, Marlins, 7.5. Rays, Tigers, 9.5. Yankees, Astros, 9. Blue Jays, Twins, 9. Dodgers, D-backs, 8.5. Padres, Giants, 7.5. So you have a lot of 8.5s and aboves, lots of 9s and aboves. So we definitely have some offense to target tonight with some bats. The bats are there, so nothing to completely disappear from. But let's dig into your pitching on this slate. And the highest priced guy is Jake Arrieta, 10-9 at the Miami Marlins. You know, last time Jake was out there, he got you 18.2. He's $8,500. He's got you 12 or more in pretty much every start this year. His last two, 18 or more. So something to look at there. But the strikeouts haven't really been there except the one game. The one game he got 38 was against Pittsburgh, and he got 10 Ks. Other than that, 2, 1, and 5. So something to think about there. He has limited the damage. He's been outstanding. The ERA, the whip, all that good stuff. Miami striking out 25.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So it is definitely something you can look at if need be. But it makes you like kind of second-guess things, not completely. They do have the third lowest total at 356, lefties 319, righties 281 as a team. Their WOBA is 267 versus righties, which is very, very low, not in the good department. You want to be, you know, the average is in the low threes, and then the big average is 330 and above or so for a team. When you're below threes, you're really struggling against that handedness. So the Marlins, they've been pesky of the last week or so. And it makes it interesting. Arrieta is a great play. He should, knock on wood, limit the damage. He's a big-time favorite against Dan Straley for a road favorite of minus 132. I guess he's not big like some people would like to be. But for a Phillies team on the road, it's not too bad. So Arrieta at 10-9, definitely the top price guy I'd be looking at there. You got Charlie Morton at 10-5 at home against the Yankees. Very, very risky play coming off a rough start against the Angels. We got minus 1 points. Prior to that, was outstanding. He still is overall having a really good year. But, you know, A, you're taking on the Yankees. They do strike out almost 23% of the time, which is very, very nice. He's got a ground ball rate of 53%. Very low hard contact rate. So things you do like to see there. Yankees team total of 4.2. Lefties 268. Righties 309. Versus Charlie Morton, they do have a WOBA of 359 versus righties, which is insanity. That is just off the charts good. So, you know, when you're facing the Yankees, these are the gambles you take. For a GPP, I can dig Morton because this is just a complete narrative street. I have no evidence behind it at all, but I know the Mitch from the Sports Degens, he's paid attention to it in years past. I know some other guys have, especially on the gambling side of things. Teams that play Sunday night baseball and travel, usually lay complete eggs on Mondays. Usually. Again, no statistical evidence at all. This is just narrative street. Can go right out the window. But if you watch it week in and week out, it probably works out more often than not. I haven't really paid attention to start the year. But if you want an angle, they got in late to Houston, given it's not that long of a flight from LA to Houston. But something to think of. Morton does have great stuff. Could shut them down and get a bunch of Ks. Still give them a couple runs. GPP, yes. Cash game, no. I'll be watching Zach Greinke from the sidelines. The Dodgers' bats have been inconsistent. But Greinke hasn't been that great either. He's been very, very up and down. Could put a great start together, but I won't be going there. So above 10K, I got Arrieta 1, Morton 2. But the main story here is you might not need to go that high. Because in this 7 and 8K range, we have some very, very boomer bust options that allow you for bats. It's a GPP slate, folks. That's the best way I can say it. You got Jeff Samardzija, $8,700, coming off a minus 4.4 against the Nationals, his second start back. He was really good in his first start at the Angels, 5 shutout innings, 4 Ks. He's having a little bit of a walk issue, 3 walks in the Nats game, 4 against the Angels. But, you know, it was only his second start back. He's going up against the Padres, a team he has owned in his career, absolutely dominates the Padres. And the Padres strike out at 28.4% of the time. So if you got a guy like Samardzija, maybe he gives up a few runs, but he strikes out at a rate like that, we'll be just fine. Just fine. The Padres are the lowest team total on the slate at 343. Lefties 338. Righties 271. So you do have, you know, the Franchy Corderos of the world. Will Myers back to the DL again. So Hosmer, and you're in AT&T Park, which is always a beautiful thing. And as a team, they have a WOBA of 290 versus right-handed pitchers. So not great. Not great, Bob. So Jeff Samardzija at 87 is someone highly on my radar. He's one of my favorite pitchers on the slate tonight. After Samardzija, you got the likes of, this is wind determination. If the wind somehow changes or isn't too bad in Wrigley, John Lester at 8K is a guy, if you listen to my Bench with Bubba shows, you've listened to this podcast, you know I'm not a John Lester fan. But at 8K, he has tremendous upside. He's like a 15-plus point potential guy. Facing a Rockies team that's just really, really not clicking at all right now. You saw the lefty Smith from Florida, Miami dominate him yesterday. They've been getting beat up quite a bit this year, and against lefties, they've really struggled to a strikeout rate of 27.4%. You know, Lester's got a good ground ball rate, a good hard contact rate. He just seems to get in trouble at the weirdest times. You look at the Rockies, lefties 250, righties 336 versus Lester. That's what we know. The righties can hit him. So if the wind's blowing out, it's scary because Rockies have a WOBA of 278 versus left-handed pitching. That's not good. You know, you think with a team like Lester and company, Arenado and company, they'd be able to hit lefties pretty well. But no, that's not the case as they've struggled against guys on the left-handed side of the plate and especially on the road. You get them outside of Coors. This is a trend we've seen in recent years past, and it's going again strong this year. So if the wind's blowing out, no, I'm not using John Lester. Not using him. Unless you really, really, really want to roll the dice, he'll be very low owned. But if somehow the wind gets to like less than 10 miles an hour, he is on the radar at $8,000. Now you go down to a guy like Tanner Roark at 7,700. If you are playing cash games, this guy, you know, I say it every time, he's a cash game staple. Usually a pretty good floor. You know, he only got 8.1 points his last time out, but he's usually like a safe 14 or 15 with 25 point upside. He even had 26-8 his first time out this year. Facing a Pittsburgh Pirates team that's, you know, not flashy by any means. They have their good games here and there. As a whole, nothing special. You look at Tanner Roark, you know, Pittsburgh strikes out around 20%, a little less than 20% of the time. But he's got a great ground ball rate, very good hard contact rate. The Pirates team total is 363, fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties 347, righties 290. So Tanner's got some good action in this one against Pittsburgh at 7,700. The last guy I really like in this 7 and 8K range is Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox, coming in at a nice, healthy $7,600 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Yeah, I said the weather's a little concerned, so keep an eye on that, but you got 15-plus point upside here. You got 5 or more Ks and 3 of 4 starts. He's looked very, very solid this year. A Royals team striking out about 25% of the time. Versus left-handed pitchers, they really haven't shown a lot of power versus lefties at all. They've been better versus righties than lefties, which is really strange with a Royals team. Their team total is 381, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 320, righties 304. Eduardo's in his career, he's had a really big reverse splits. Lefties do hit him better. But as a team, the Royals only hit lefties WOBA-wise at a 289 clip, which is not good. Not good power at all. So Eduardo at 7,600, definitely in play for us tonight. So in the 7 and 8K range, you got Samardzija 1, Rourke 2, Eduardo Rodriguez 3, and Johnny Lester 4. When you drop below 7K, it's interesting. I don't mind if you want to go Farias 72. You can if you want, but he's really bummed us out the last two. Below 7K, I'm looking at Aaron Sanchez, $6,500. This guy's been working on that changeup in a big, big way, and it's been showing. He's got 15.5 or more points in three of his last four. He's got the strikeouts working, seven or more in two of four. He's got the ground ball, the fly ball, which he's always had very, very well. He hasn't given up more than three runs in his last four starts. That includes Boston, at the Yankees, at Baltimore, and the White Sox. He's been pitching really, 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 really well this year. And at $6,500, you know, sure he can get hit. That's always an option, especially against an interesting Minnesota team that's hit and miss. But as a whole, he brings really, really good stuff to the mound. Minnesota strikes out about 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. As long as Sanchez isn't walking guys, a 51% ground ball rate really comes into play here. The Twins do have a 4-5 total. Lefties 337, righties 370 off Aaron Sanchez. An average WOBA of 312 for the Twins. So it's a dicey play at 6,500. But Sanchez has been showing some amazing improvements already this season with his new pitch mix he has going. And at 6,500, yes, he could get shelled, but this is a guy with 20-plus point upside that can really make your GPP lineups pop in a big, big way. So Sanchez at 65 is in play by himself down below. Let's recap your pitching on this slate. You got Arrieta up top at 10-9, Morton at 10-5. That's your in order 1 and 2. In the 7s and 8, you got Samardzija 1, Tanner Roark 2, Eduardo Rodriguez 3, John Lester 4. Down below, you got Aaron Sanchez all by his lonely self at 6,500. Before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about draft. It's a fun new way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts take under 5 minutes. You have head-to-heads, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, so on and so forth. Contests starting as low as $1, as high as you pretty much can imagine, up to $100 or more. All kinds of contests you can get involved in. You get paid out the next day. It is a great, great way to play. And if you're new to Draft, you go check them out online at draft.com or look up Draft in your app store. Enter promo code SDSports for entry to a free $3 tournament. One day I will get that right. It is a great, great way to play fantasy sports. So go check it out online at draft.com or in the app store under Draft. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit for free entry into a free $3 tournament. But until then, let's get back to the bats on your MLB DFS quick hits. You start off at the catcher's position. It's hard to pay up for El Garri, but the guy that starts off for me on this slate, especially if the wind's blowing out, Wilson Contreras, he's dropped all the way down to $3,800. Yeah, he hasn't been the greatest of guys this year, very, very inconsistent, but power upside like that, middle of the order. Make sure Freeland's still on the mound. He should be starting, but there's a chance he gets pushed back a day. If Freeland's on the mound, Contreras at 38, a lot of these guys will be really, really good. The farther down you go, you know, Brian McCann at 36 versus a very struggling Sonny Gray. I do like that. McCann's just been swinging a really, really good bat and gets overlooked quite a bit when people build their lineups. You go down, it's a weird slate for catcher. It's really not that loaded. Like Luke Molle at 3K, I can get behind. Matt Wieters has actually been hitting really good since coming back from the DL. He's 29 versus Jameis and Tyon. You don't know which Tyon you're going to get. He's had a couple bad starts in a row, or it could be the good one. If it's the bad one, Wieters at 29 could be very, very good for your roster. If you aren't using John Lester and the wind is blowing out, Chris Iannetta at 29 is a very, very nice price tag. Alex Avila at 28, he's been hitting it really well for the last week or two. Going up against Ross Stripling for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The D-backs are a team that might be fun to target in Chase Field tonight. Team total of 4-3. They have a WOBA of 300 versus righties, but a lot of that's been on the road. They've won, I believe it's 9 or 10 in a row now. They've won every series to start out the season, which is they've tied a record now in Major League Baseball. So a very, very hot team against a very struggling pitcher in Ross Stripling. So Alex Avila at 28, someone to keep an eye on there. Farther down you go, I got Tucker Barnhart against Jalice Chacin. We like Barnhart as a cheapy option a lot. We look at the Reds at 4-7 total versus Chacin, and what we always talk about with Chacin is you target lefties against him. Lefties hit at 359, righties 279. So in Great American Small Park, Tucker Barnhart at 28 is on the board of options. Other than that, check out your lineups for the cheapies. Jeff Mathis always catches Zach Greinke. So if you want an extremely, extremely, extremely cheap catcher with limited upside, but once in a while goes off. Mathis is always on the board like a 2,200. You have first base. You got Goldie and Chase, which is okay, but the guy that stands out to me is Joey Votto at 4,600 again versus Chacín. Votto's been on fire. He's heating up after everyone said, oh, is this the end of Joey Votto? No, not so fast, my friends. But Joey Votto getting it in at 46 versus Chacín. Very, very good. Ryan Braun does hit lefties really well. Finnegan's on the mound for Cincy, who's had a rough go to start the year. Brewers a 4.81 total. Lefties 4.18. Righties 3.49. So Ryan Braun at 45 could be in play for you. Farther down you go, you got Cody Bellinger at 43. If Dave Roberts can get his head out of his ass and not be a dumbass with his young player. If you haven't seen those clips, go look them up. There's a lot of, I'd imagine, some turmoil in that locker room right now because Cody Bellinger said the things the right way but left a lot of open ends to let your mind wander on what's really going on in that locker room. Mitchie Two Bags, Mitch Moreland, 3,900 versus Jason Hamill. Hamill's been okay of late, but Boston's got the highest total at 5.2. Lefty's 345, righty's 349. Very much in play, so Mitchie Two Bags at 39, a cheaper part of that offense. Something to definitely keep in mind. After Mitchie Two Bags, you got the red hot CJ Cron at $3,900. We were on this boy when he was $2,800. He has been a machine, a double digit machine lately, just crushing baseballs everywhere. He's $3,900. When you look at Tampa, they have the third highest total right now, waiting on that Rockies Cubs game. Still at a 4.81 total. He's actually tied for second with the Brewers against Jordan Zimmerman. Lefties 359, righties 369. Righties have always hit Zimmerman with a ton of power, but right now everyone's hitting him with power. And the Rays are red hot, getting the job done. About 300 for Cron. Always low on Rays stacks, so someone to think about there. After CJ Cron, you got guys like, you know, Carlos Santana for Philly at 38 versus Straley. Straley making their return from the DL. You got Hosmer. You got Rizzo. Rizzo at 36 is extremely cheap. Yes, he's struggling. He does hit lefties very, very well. So he'll go extremely low on. So Rizzo at 36 could be an interesting play, to say the least. Ian Desmond at 35 versus Lester is another cheapie. Justin Smoke against Lance Lynn at 35. There's definitely some options in this mid-tier. With Matt Adams sitting in the middle of the Washington order at 34, he's in play versus Tyon. So definitely some options. One that I do like, he's very streaky, but Sonny Gray has been very, very bad. So you look at a guy like Marvin Gonzalez. He's first base outfield eligible. Double-digit points in three of his last four. He's been really heating up after an extremely slow start. So Marwin at 32, it's kind of a salary saver I'm looking at first base or the outfield if you need one. Other than that, Jesus Aguilar of Milwaukee is going to get a lot more playing time with Eric Thames on the DL for a couple months. He hits lefties really, really well. He's $3,100. Should be hitting in the middle of that Brew Crew lineup, maybe fourth or fifth. He's $3,100 and very much in play against Finnegan tonight. Other than that, check your lineups. There will be more value to come. Second base, you got Altuve at 5K. The Astros are really, really swinging some good bats right now. You got Javi Baez at 47, been smoking left-handed pitching. So he is on the agenda as well. After Javi, you know, like Dozier's okay. Cesar Hernandez at 42, not bad at all. I do like Cesar almost every night. Price tag keeps going up, but you're like $3,700. You got Daniel Robertson of Tampa Bay that continues to get it done. He's second base, third base eligible. There's a lot of mid-three guys. You can get a really balanced, really productive lineup. You can get like a lot of guys just home run upside because you got Scooter Jeanette here at 3,600 in Great American Small Park against Chacín, where lefties can smoke Chacín. So he's definitely a guy to keep an eye on in that price range there. The farther down you go, you got Ketel Marte at 33 can be interesting. Chase Utley if you need a pump. But Lourdes Gurriel's a guy I'm looking at for salary saving as well. He's second base shortstop eligible. He's 3,100 and he's really starting to get it going at the dish for Toronto. He had his first career homer 2 games ago. Slowly get it done at a cheap price of 3,100. Farther down you go, there will be a few open. Chris Owings at 3K is not horrible. Adam Frazier at 3K, some value leading off for Pittsburgh if you need it. Not guys I'm running to play, but they're there. Descalso is always a value guy I'm looking at, especially in the middle of that D-backs order, second base, third base at 2,800. You know, he's boom or bust, but when he booms big, and he's in the middle of an order. When you're looking for a punt play, they're usually at the bottom, so if you get a middle of the order guy, it's always worth the gamble if you need it. Third base, you got Arenado with the wind blowing out for Lester at 5K, which is great. Chris Bryant at 49 against Freeland, both outstanding plays. I'll probably go Bryant over Arenado, but it's like 1A, 1B. You can't really go too off there. Moustakas, we did say lefty hit Erod better. He'll be low owned at 44, but I'd probably go farther down. Like Rafael Devers at 42. versus Jason Hamill. I do like that quite a bit in that matchup. Jaimer Candelario at 4K versus Faria is definitely on the agenda. Alex Bregman, he's had a good weekend. He's 3,900 versus Sonny Gray. He's a guy to definitely look at. Double digits in 4 of his last 5, 5 of his last 7, 6 of his last 8. He's really, really doing it well at 3,900 bucks. So keep him on your radar. Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop eligible. I tweeted about him, and Slack chat was on fire this weekend, so we talked about him quite a bit. 3,800 bucks, third base shortstop eligible, switch hitter, swinging it well, facing Aaron Sanchez. He's got 8 or more points in 6 straight games, 7 of 8. So keep Eduardo Escobar on your radar at a mid price of 3,800 bucks. Mentioned Daniel Robertson already for Tampa Bay at 37 as an option as well. Farther down you go, you got Jairo Solarte. He's already got 7 homers on the air, 3,400 versus Lansdowne. That's a nice cheaper play you can target. Colin Moran at 3K as a cheapie as well. Someone else you can look at the third base position. Let's head over to shortstop. Didi Gregorius at 51. He's always worth the look. But remember, I told you guys on Friday, much better at home than on the road. Carlos Correa at 5K. Yes, you could definitely go that direction. Trevor Story, if that wind's blowing out at 42, could be a big play tonight. Eduardo Escobar at 38. Talked about him just a second ago. Ketel Marte at 33. Shortstop's got a couple interesting guys, but it's a lot of question marks. Lourdes Gurriel at 31 is another guy I told you I'm looking at. Other than that, it's a very sketch position. I want to see lineups and see, like, some of these guys might look better. You know, Corey Seager or Jose Peraza, he's a cheapie at 37. Some of these guys might look better when lineups come out and we see where everyone's hitting. Outfield. Mookie Betts day-to-day. He's a good play at 57 if he's in. Charlie Blackman at 54, maybe not as fast as I'd like to go, but you got Harper at 53, Reese Hoskins at 52, JD Martinez 51. This guy is probably one of my favorite plays up top here. When he's hot, and he is hot right now, really, really hot. 4 or 5 games of 9 or more points, 3 or 4, 12 or more. He's been really, really getting it done with the long ball and just multi-hit RBI type games, so keep him on your minds at 51 as Boston, member highest total, should be able to beat up Hamill pretty well. George Springer at 49 against Gray. Do like that a bit. Low Kane and Ryan Braun, 46 and 45 against Finnegan. Very solid plays there. And then Benintendi at 44. Another kind of cheaper value than what you should be paying for him. Another guy that's been swinging it really well for Boston in that matchup at 4,400. The Grandy Man at 43 for GPP plays only. It's what he is. He's a home run and bust type guy, so you keep him on your agenda. Teoscar Hernandez actually showed a lot more power versus righties than lefties to start the year. He's 4,200 bucks. Went deep again yesterday. He's got 7 or more points in 4 straight games, 10 or more in 3 of 4. So keep Teoscar in mind against Lance Lynn at 42. We already talked about Toronto, 4-5 total with the Woba of, Team Woba of 325 versus righty. So Teoscar in play. David Peralta, we've been on him a lot. Double dogged on Friday. He's 4,100 versus Ross Stripling. So he's another guy to keep in mind if you're going in that mid to low 4 range for your lineups. Whit Merrifield at 4K versus E-Rod could be okay. He's starting to run, which is nice. Really helps his DFS and overall fantasy value when Whit's running to go with his hits. Like yesterday, I think he was 2-for-5 with 2 singles, a ribby, and a stolen base or something like that. Got you 13 points. He'll take it all day. All day from Whit Merrifield at $4,000. Denard Span has been absolute fire. 4K for Tampa Bay. 16 points his last game, 23 before that. Back-to-back days with homers. He's really, really playing well this year, averaging almost 9 points a game. So Denard Span at 4K. Schebler at 39, another lefty versus Chassin, someone who's been heating up since his return from the DL, so keep him on your radar. Josh Reddick at 39, Odubel Herrera at 39. So, like, literally Schebler, Reddick, Herrera, all really solid plays at 3,900 bucks. Denard Span at 4K. You can make those guys work. There's obviously, you know, quote-unquote bigger names with better upside, but those guys definitely have a chance. If you're not using Samardzija, Franchy Cordero has a ton of power versus right-handed pitching at 3,800 bucks. He can be a nice GPP play because he could also strike out 4 times. Aaron Hicks and Brett Gardner both at 36 versus Morton. If you're fading Morton, those are some cheaper Yankees that could produce well for you from the left side of the plate. Eddie Rosario versus Sanchez at 36, always a guy we like to target. Aaron Altherr, if he cracks the lineup, I don't care. He's facing Dan Straley, a righty. Altherr has been swinging an amazing bat the last week or so. So GPP-wise, at 3,600, I don't mind Altherr. You know, Gregory Polanco in a GPP at 35 against Tanner Roark. Jorge Soler at 35. He's actually been producing pretty well of late as well. 8 points last night, eight or more in four of his last five, including a couple double-digit starts in there. So he's a guy to keep an eye on. He's walking a lot more this year. Better walk to K rate. He's having a long, long time. Ian Desmond at 35. Talked about him already. Max Kepler at 35 could be another nice one. Andrew McCutchen against Lauer at 35 is a nice play there. McCutchen versus a lefty. There is a guy I've totally blanked on and forgot to mention. I even had him in a lineup I built last night. But when you're at the third base position, facing a lefty, you got Evan Longoria at $3,600. He's a really good play against the youngster Lauer, who got destroyed his first time out. Longo is on fire. Hit his sixth home run of the game yesterday. 14 or more points in three of his last four. He is really filling it at the dish. So don't, if you need a mid-priced third baseman, don't sleep on Longo. That's for darn sure. When you go down farther in the three, in the outfield, back at 3K, you got Matt Adams, talked about him before at 3,400. Albert Almora Jr., love him leading off at 34 against Freeland. I think that's a really good value play. Will probably be chalky, but it's a really good one to look at there. Jesse Winker, if he's leading off for Cincinnati at 32 against Chacin, target those Reds for his Chacin. The Reds are always all or nothing, but they can come up big. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez, first base outfield eligible at 32. Another nice option there for some savings on the board. Chris Owings at 3K, second base outfield. Another value play you could look at in that matchup. The farther down you go, obviously more will open up as you keep going. But, you know, at first glance, Nick Williams maybe at 3K versus Straley. Alex Verdugo, if he cracks the lineup, he's 2,900 versus Cranky. That kid should be playing every day, but it's the Dodgers, so they'll find a way to screw it up. Derek Dietrich's only 2,900 versus Arrieta, if you want a value versus Arrieta. He's, like I said, he's not striking on guys like he used to, which means the ball's in play. You know, we know Arrieta can show up and strike out a bunch of guys, but he just hasn't. So if you want to think he continues to not, and the ball gets put in play, Dietrich can be a nice GPP pivot for value. Spangenberg for San Diego at 2,700 is another lefty value GPP only type play. Other than that, check your lineup, says it's very bleak, and they have every minor leaguer on the planet down there right now, so I really don't want to navigate too much further. So there you have it. There's your quick hits for your Monday, April 30th edition. Recapping your pitching up top, you got Jake Arrieta and Charlie Morton. In the middle, you got Samardzija, then Tanner Roark, then Eduardo Rodriguez, and then John Lester. Down below, you got Aaron Sanchez. Remember to check the weather, especially Wrigley. Let's look at your BVP on the slate. Desmond, 4-for-9, 3 doubles off Johnny Lester. I tweeted out a couple of these last night, too. But there really wasn't too much to get like Goo Goo Gaga over. Joey Votto, 6-for-18 with a double and 2 homers off Chacin, Duvall, and Peraza. And Scooter, or yes, Duvall and Peraza have taken Chacin deep as well. Ryan Braun, 3-for-7 with a triple and a homer off Brandon Finnegan. You got Hanley Ramirez, 9-for-19 with a double and a homer off Jason Hamill. Devers, Ramirez, Bradley, JD Martinez have all taken Hamill deep. As a team, they're hitting 330 with an 836 with OPS and a 358 WOBA. Devers, Moreland, Hanram, Bradley, Martinez, Bogarts all hitting 300 or better, with Moreland, Ramirez, and Bogarts hitting over 400 against Jason Hamill. Not all big samples, but they've all enjoyed their short time against him. JT Realmuto, 3-for-8 with a double and triple off Arrieta. Reese Hoskins, 6-for-8, double and 3 home runs off Dan Straley. There's your BVP monster of the day. Odubel Herrera, 4-for-11 with a double and a homer. Nick Williams, 4-for-10 with a double and a triple. So those are some guys we talked about earlier. Kendrys Morales, 3-for-3, 2 homers off Lance Lynn. Grandy Mann and Russell Martin have taken. Russell Martin, 7-for-18, 2 doubles and a homer off Lynn. But Morales just hasn't been the same, so I don't know if I run to that. Brian McCann, the catcher I told you I liked against Sonny Gray, 4-for-12 with a double and a home run. George Springer's taking a deep. Altuve, 11-for-30 with a double. Giancarlo, 9-for-18, 2 doubles and a homer off Charlie Morton. That might be the old Chucky, but you never know. Goldschmidt, 5-for-12, 2 doubles and a homer off Ross Stripling. Pollock's taking a deep. Peralta, 5-for-12 with 4 doubles. So a lot to like against Stripling. He's a guy you can easily pick on. I tweeted out how the Dodgers love facing them some Greinke. They have an 860 team WOBA, OPS and a 371 WOBA. 371 is extremely good. Corey Seager, 6-for-14 with a double and a 2 home runs. Cody Bellinger, 5-for-12 with a double and 2 home runs. Jock Peterson, 4-for-12, 3 doubles and a homer. Grandal, 2 homers. Utley, Chris Taylor, Matt Kemp have all taken him deep. Chase Headley, 5-for-15, 2 doubles off Samardzija. Not a ton of BVP there. So there you have it for your 10-game slate. It's an interesting one because it's not like super, super flashy, but there's a lot of intriguing angles. Don't forget like your team totals. You got Boston leading the way, then Milwaukee, Tampa Bay, Houston, Cincy, Detroit, Minnesota. Those are your top ones for now as we're waiting on Cubs, Rockies, which with the wind blowing out, it should be a double-digit total there. So another high one. But don't forget to check us out at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. Again, Bench with Bubba, episode 91, dropped last night with John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar, talking NFL draft and its fantasy football impact as we get closer to, you know, mini camps. It's NFL's just right around the corner, folks. It's crazy. It never ends. Never ends. So we got that to talk about. Check out episode 90 as well with Brandon Myers from Lenny Melnick Fantasy Sports and Razzball. Talked a lot of fantasy baseball there to get you ready for your week of action. We got golf back this week, the Wells Fargo. We got the always pressing PGA DFS pod recording tonight. So tons going on, as always. Check us out, TheSportsDegens at TheSportsDegens. Check us out, check myself out at BDNTrick and join the ST Slack chat as it is growing and growing and having a lot of fun in there. And we're getting some winners. Ozzy, congratulations on the weekend, man. Big day on this Friday or Saturday. Friday. Really good stuff there. But everyone, let's get it in. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 30th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.